بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters in the series on dhikr Let me share with you something that I learnt about dealing with stress using the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As I mentioned the issue is not about repeating sentences, words, and so forth. Issue is about allowing the effect of that to happen in your heart, in your mind, in your body, in your soul. So when we are stressed, when we fear evil from somebody or something, what are we in effect saying? We are in effect committing a certain form of shirk. I don't say this is shirk that takes you out of Islam, Allahu Alam. But definitely it is shirk because we are saying that this person, this thing, this incident, this condition has power. It can actually harm. That's what we are saying. And of course, the opposite is equally true because when we are expecting something good from somebody or something, we are in effect saying that this power has this person, this individual, this organization, this situation has... the power to do good. Now both are a form of shirk because when we say La ilaha illallah, we are also saying La nafi wa la dharra illallah. We are saying that there is no one worthy of worship Allah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are also saying that there is nobody who can cause benefit and cause harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if that is the case, then how can we fear anyone or anything which is makhluq? And how can we have hope from and how can we expect good from anyone or anything which is makhluq? If we say in effect that there is nobody who can do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can we expect anything good or evil from anyone or anything else? Now the reason that's very important is because this is what causes stress. Stress is caused by fear which arises from expecting something evil from another human being, another organization, whatever, another entity. Illallah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is, in a sense, that is shirk. So therefore, we need to get this out of our system. Now, how do we do that? One of the ways of doing that, one of the most powerful ways of doing that is by doing dhikr of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now again, as I said before, I'm repeating myself, but I think this is required, alhamdulillah. It's not a matter of saying how many times should I recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you do it with the effect of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, one time is enough. If you do it without the effect of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, 100,000 times will not be enough. It's not a question of counting numbers. It's a question of saying it and of monitoring the effect of that on your heart as you say it. So first let us say it and let us understand the meaning of that. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We are saying that there is no irada, there is no intention, there is no ability. Wa la quwwata, there is no power, there is no strength. Illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no intention, there is no thought, there is no ability. Wala quwwata, and there is no power, there is no authority, there is no qudrat, there is no ability. Illa billah, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we are saying this, if you are stressed out about something, then hold that thing which is stressing you out in your mind, in your consciousness, and then say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and project that towards that thing and watch it disappear. If it is not disappearing, it means that you are not understanding, you are not allowing the effect of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah to manifest itself. It's like you are in a dark room and you have a torchlight in your hand and you say that I want this room to be lighted, what must you do? Is to turn the light on, turn the torchlight on. Just saying that I want the room to be lighted alone is not enough. You have to turn the torchlight on. And the torchlight, the light of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, is to feel the effect of La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Billah in your heart. So do that. Put something which is stressing you out in your consciousness. Look at that. Think about that. See and realize what that effect is on your heart. There is this individual, or there is this situation, or there is this organization, or there is this so-called power, worldly power, which you are afraid of, which you fear. Now, what are you actually saying? You are saying that this thing has the power to harm me. This thing has the power to do something negative to me. This is what we are saying. And inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. If we are saying that, if we really believe that, then that is shirk. So what are we doing now? We are taking that thing. It is there in my life. It is real in the sense that it's something that I know. I haven't imagined it. But what I'm imagining is the power that the thing has. The thing is there, but does it have the power? And the answer is, it does not have the power. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ilaha illallah. There is nobody with any power and authority except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no irada, there is no ability, there is no intention, there is no capability, and there is no power, there is no authority, there is no quwwat, there is no strength. Illa billah, except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take that thing which is causing stress to you, hold it in your imagination and say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 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 And inshallah you will find that it goes away. And the stress goes away. And the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Because the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the one who asks. Allah said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah said, ask me and I will give you. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Wa anta taj'alul hazna sahlan iza shi'ta sahla ya arhamar rahimin. Oh Allah, there is no ease except where you can give ease. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove this difficulty from me and give me ease. There is no one who can give ease. There is nobody who can ease difficulty. There is no one who can remove difficulty except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself in you that this is the essence of Islam. This is the essence of Islam. Islam is to recognize that there is no one who can do anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Shaykh is to say, Rahmatullah Ali, Nuri Shah Sahib Chishti Qadri Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, La ilaha illallah ke maane, sirf ye nahi hai ke nahi hai koi maabood siwai Allah ke. He used to say, nahi hai koi hajat rawa siwai Allah ke. نہیں ہے کوئی حاجت روا, یعنی ہر حاجت کو پوری کرنے والا اللہ کے علاوہ کوئی نہیں ہے. نہیں ہے کوئی حاجت روا سوائے اللہ کے. He used to say that لا الہ الا اللہ does not simply mean there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. That لا الہ الا اللہ means also that there is no one who can fulfill any need except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the essence of Tawheed. So he used to teach us this. He used to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, meaning that, he used to say, La ilaha illallah, meaning there is no one who can fulfill any need except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the essence of Tawheed. So I remind myself and you, let us use dhikr as the most powerful tool to solve the problems of our life and remove all fear of everything, all fear of all makhluk from our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to fill your hearts with His noor and to remove all the darkness of shirk and the darkness of fear of anything other than Him and His pleasure. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.